Welcome to the PJO Insurance Brokerage Podcast. We cover different topics on business insurance in order to help you choose the appropriate coverage. We believe that being properly insured is just good business sense, and our experienced brokers will help design an insurance program specifically for your company's needs. At PJO Insurance Brokerage, we put our clients' needs first and foremost.
In this episode of our podcast, we want to explain the importance of insuring online businesses and internet operations. In today's business environment, if your company does any transactions via the internet, especially if you are processing credit or debit cards, and if your company keeps any client information such as medical records, social security numbers, or any other vital information, having cyber liability insurance coverage is a must. Think for a minute if your company would survive the loss or theft of valuable company data stored on your servers, your website being shut down from a power failure, false claims accusations triggered by Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other companies' blog posts, or the ultimate nightmare, your site being attacked by hackers. More times than not, the answer likely would be no. Now, let's review some of the most significant risks that online businesses confront in the modern digital landscape. Online businesses with internet operations face several risks, which can be broadly categorized as follows. Cybersecurity threats. This includes hacking, data breaches, and malware attacks. Cybercriminals can steal sensitive data, such as customer information and payment details, leading to significant financial and reputational damage. Data privacy and compliance risks. With stringent data protection laws like the General Data Protection Regulation or GDPR, businesses must ensure compliance to avoid heavy fines. Mishandling customer data can lead to legal issues and loss of customer trust. Technology reliability and downtime. Dependence on technology means that any downtime or system failures can disrupt operations, leading to loss of revenue and customer dissatisfaction. Fraud and scams. Online businesses are susceptible to various types of fraud, including credit card fraud, identity theft, and phishing scams, which can result in financial losses and erosion of customer confidence. Reputation and brand damage. Negative reviews, social media criticism, or any PR crisis can spread rapidly online, damaging the brand and customer loyalty. Legal and regulatory changes. Online businesses must navigate various legal jurisdictions, and changes in laws and regulations can have a direct impact on operations and compliance requirements. And intellectual property violations. There's a risk of inadvertently infringing on others' intellectual property, or having one's own intellectual property stolen or misused. This could result in financial and reputational damage for the business. Managing these risks requires a combination of robust security measures, continuous monitoring, compliance with laws and regulations, effective crisis management strategies, and the right insurance coverage to minimize risks. Next, we want to explore the characteristics of insurance for data theft, data breach, data loss, and other IT risks. Please be aware that cyber liability is not a standard insurance product. Most times, the policy will be designed to meet a business' unique needs, but it protects against two types of risks, first-party and third-party risks. To review the first-party coverage, it may cover such items as engaging a public relations firm to manage a data breach incident, crisis management, or the costs associated with a forensic analysis if your company was infected with a computer virus that destroys your software and data, the cost of hiring a firm to repair and restore your company's computer systems, and the loss of business income resulting from a data breach. In reviewing third-party coverage, it refers to privacy coverage and network security. This type of cyber insurance coverage may cover such losses stemming from breaches in network security or unauthorized access events. One more area is privacy regulatory proceeding coverage. This coverage generally is provided as a sublimited part of the privacy liability coverage, which could cover such costs resulting from a civil, administrative, or regulatory proceeding that alleges the violation of a privacy law. You might be wondering, what is the liability lifecycle for cyber claims? Cyber liability is not something that has a definable timeline like a water burst that interrupts business operations. A cyber liability claim is one that could evolve over a much longer period of time. The liability lifecycle for cyber claims refers to the stages that a business goes through in managing and responding to a cyber-related incident, from prevention to resolution. This lifecycle is essential for understanding how cyber claims evolve and how businesses can mitigate risks and liabilities associated with cyber incidents. Each stage involves different considerations and actions. It's important for businesses to have a comprehensive cyber risk insurance policy that covers the entire life cycle, ensuring they are prepared to handle and recover from all cyber incidents effectively. Today, your company has more options and insurance companies that provide cyber liability insurance than ever before. So we urge you to consider obtaining a quote if you are having concerns about how a breach of your cybersecurity would affect your business. Contact PJO Insurance Brokerage to have one of our insurance professionals design a specific plan for your company. At PJO Insurance Brokerage, we feel it is in your company's best interest to take a good, hard look at your business, your data, and how valuable it is, and what the cost would be if something went wrong. If you believe absorbing these kinds of losses could wipe out your company, you're a good candidate for cyber liability insurance. If your company possesses what we refer to as valuable data, especially if it is associated with regulated personal, financial, or medical information about clients or consumers, you may be wise to consider adding privacy coverage for the potentially onerous costs of a data breach. If you feel your company would struggle to survive an extended website or computer network shutdown, you may want to look at network security coverage. Another area that you may want to consider, especially if your company hosts any online discussions and risks libel or false claim accusations, is media coverage. As you can see, with the changes that happen in the tech world and how fast they happen, having cyber liability policy coverage may be necessary for your company. At PJO Insurance Brokerage, we welcome the opportunity to discuss the importance of this type of coverage for your business. Contact us today and let us help you create an insurance plan for your company. Call PJO Insurance Brokerage at 480-248-7495 or visit us online at pjobrokerage.com.
Thank you for listening to the PJO Insurance Brokerage podcast. Our brokers have over 60 years of combined insurance experience, and we are committed to perform at a level above the rest. If you would like to experience what it's like to work with business insurance professionals who are committed to superior customer service, please call PJO Insurance Brokerage to set up an appointment and review your company's specific insurance needs.